This week's Torah has been sponsored L'chvayt Simchas HaBar Mitzvah Shel Gabriel Fisher by his grandparents, family Blachman. This week's Torah has been sponsored by David Diamond on the yotzeit of his mother, Chana Genendel Bas Rabbi Chiel Kovit. Yud Aleph Av, Monday the 12th of August, Rabbi Yossi Cohen, Lessons in Shabbat.
The Marsha in Maseches Bechiras makes a very interesting parallel between the 21 days that start from Shivas of Atamas until Tisha B'Av. He parallels that to the 21 days of the Yom Meirayim, from Rosh Hashanah until Hoshana Rabbah. And what he basically says there is that those two sets of 21 days are both days of a purification process. At first glance, one would think that only the 21 days of Kapara during the Yom Meirayim, that's what atones for a person's sins. That's what purifies a person. That's what cleanses a person. But as the Marsha discusses, there's a clear parallel between those 21 days and the 21 days of Avelis from Shivas of Atamas until Tisha B'Av. That is also Kapara, and it's also a purification process. In other words, it's not just the banging out hate and the actual tshuva process that cleanses us, but the hardships and the suffering and all the things that we do of Avelis, all also are part of the purification process. That's what the Marsha says. But one of the questions asked on this Marsha is that if you actually make a calculation, Tisha B'Av is actually day number 22. And Harav Shor Shlita writes that what this is teaching us is that those two sets of 21 days that parallel one another. The 22nd day, i.e. Tisha B'Av in the case of the days of Avelis, therefore parallels Simchas Torah. It parallels Shmirat Torah, it parallels Simchas Torah. And just like we know that after the sequence of climbing the spiritual journey from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah all the way till Simchas Torah, and then Simchas Torah being the climax of those days. Simchas Torah being the holiest moment where Kav Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu unites with Klal Yisrael, Yichud Hashem. The personal deep connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel wants one more day with us. Please stay one more day, as Chazal tell us. That connection, the ultimate Yichud Hashem, the ultimate connection we have with Hashem is on Simchas Torah. So, therefore, paralleling that would be the Tisha B'Av experience. It's also a time where we actually meet up very closely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Simchas Torah will actually parallel Tisha B'Av. And what's very fascinating to note is that the very first words we say when we take the Sifrei Torah out on Simchas Torah is Atah Horeis Ol Hadas Ki Hashem Olekim Eloid Mulvadeh. And interestingly enough, if you look in the Kriyas HaTorah that we say on Tisha B'Av, we said it yesterday, that very pasuk appears also in the Kriyas HaTorah in Parshas Vayeschanan. Atah Horeis Ol Hadas Ki Hashem Olekim. This is a time where we literally connect on a very deep way with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moed literally means a meeting place. We meet up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on different Moyadim, and as we know, Tisha B'Av actually is also called a Moyed. As the Pasuk says, Kora Olai Moyed, Lishbar Bachurai, whatever, it needs to be understood why that's a Moyed, but once again, there are different ways in which we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different ways we come to connect with Atah Reis Ol Hadas, Ki Hashem Olekim, Eloid Mulvadik. And this message of recognition and awareness And Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the theme of what I'd like to speak about today, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema that appears on Parshas Vayeschanan this coming week. The world of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is all about declaring and internalizing and believing that Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Eloid Mulvadi. So just a few words, the little time we have, and no way we're going to be able to cover the whole of Kriya Shema, but at least a start. Those holy words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, accompany a Jew literally, from crib to grave. You bring a baby into the Bris Milah, the first words that are said are Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. Every morning and every evening, and by Kriya Shema La Mitzvah, we say those holy words. We come into contact with those words during Kedusha on Shabbos. We come into contact with those words every time we take out the Sefer Torah on Shabbos. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We come into contact with those words, although we don't see them, but we're supposed to think about them every time we put on our tefillin, Shal Yad and tefillin Shal Rosh. They're written inside. We come across this parasha and these words every time you walk past a doorpost. Inside there is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And as we go through Jewish history and we go through life, we literally connect to those words. Literally, once again, from crib to grave. Lacha Me'ev Esrim Shana, or just before Me'ev Esrim Shana, a person leaves the face of this earth, hopefully, with those holy words on their mouth. And those words resonated from the gas chambers in the Second World War. Jews throughout history have clung to those words through thick and thin. It's well known that after the war, one of the ways where Rapponim Zhirov and they say Reblaze of Silver as well, where they tried to discover and find Jewish children in different places they were, in monasteries, all these other places where they were hidden. They would walk inside and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and watch the children who put their hands by instinct above their eyes and realize those must be the Jewish children. And the children that all of a sudden woke up and all of a sudden raised their heads or came to tears, they managed to locate those children as being the Jewish children. And apparently it's such an important parasha and such an important pasuk that Yaakov Avinu's very first words, when he first set foot in the first of all the Golias, we know that the Arba Golias started with the Sheirish to the Arba Golias. The Sheirish, the root of all the Arba Golias, was Golas Mitzrayim. And when Yaakov Avinu set foot in Golas Mitzrayim, the very first words he said, Ashma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It seems to be that Yaakov Avinu is hinting to us that the way we will make it through the journey of Golas is by clinging to those words, holding on to those words, holding on to the message of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And one of the reasons why this is such an important message, because we as Yidden, the ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, are the ones who carry that message all the way through the journey of the world from its place of origin to its place of destination. On the very first day of creation, the Pasuk says, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voiker, Yoim Echad. It does not say Yoim Rishon. It says Yoim Echad. The next day, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voiker, Yoim Sheni. Based on that sequence, the first day should be Yoim Rishon. But that's not what it says. It says Yoim Echad. It says Rashi famously, the Hashem was Echad in the world. There was no other creation, not even the angels had been created at this point. There was the one and only, Yichud Hashem. There was nothing and no one else other than Him. Then once Yom Sheni came, Sheni is from the word Shinui, there's a possibility now that there are, so to speak, other things besides Hashem. A person could stray, and unfortunately did stray sometimes, throughout life and history, that a person could now think, seeing that there are other creations, that there's a concept of Hashem and. Hashem and. There's Sheni. There's two. There's more. There's multiplicity in the world. There's diversity in a person when they look at diversity and multiplicity could get the impression that there's Hashem and there are other creations, that there's other forces, other powers, other cosmos, whatever it might be. And ever since Yom Sheni, Shinui, the world can, and unfortunately to a great degree has, diverted its attention from Yichud Hashem, the one and only. The end of creation, once again, brings things back the way they will be, they were once. I.e., we say it every day, that at the end of days, V'hoyo b'yom ahu, Yehashem echad, u'shamo echad. It will come back to that once again. So it starts with echad, and it ends with echad. But in the interim, there's all the obstacles and all the things that divert a person's attention from Yichud Hashem. And that a person might feel that this has a power, that has a power, and I'll rely on this, and I'll turn to this, and I'll be digressed by this. We, Klal Yisrael, as the ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the ones who link that original Yom Echad to the final Bayom Ahu Yehashem Echad Ushmo Echad. By us declaring Shema Yisrael Hashem Elekeinu Hashem Echad, we take the world as it is, every situation in the world. We say Kriya Shema by day, we say Kriya Shema by night, the bright times, the dark times, the horrifically dark times, in the deepest night, in the deepest choshech of Golos, the Jews scream those words. On a deeper level, basically saying that this is also Yichud Hashem. Hashem is behind this as well. We are the ones who are capable of piercing the choshech and finding oyer in the choshech and seeing Hashem even there. The Bas Ayin, one of the great Hasidic rabbis buried in Tzfas, writes that the gematria of the word Yisrael, 541, has the same gematria as oyer plus choshech. The word oyer plus the word choshech is exactly 541. Which he says basically is our job description. We're always here to take the world and to find oyer even in the choshech. And to create oyer even in the choshech. And to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the darkest times. And to search for Hashem behind the scenes, and to see Him and connect Him, and to accept that even the world that seems so dark and so difficult, there as well, Hashem Echad, there as well, He is the one behind it, He is the one making it happen from beginning to end. So this is the avoda of Yichud Hashem, accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, finding and declaring Shema Yisrael Hashem Elekeinu Hashem Echad. It's all the one and only. The Shoilin points out that the Pasuk says Su Moroim Einechem Ura'u Mi Bara Eile. Raise your eyes up. Su Moroim Einechem. Raise your eyes up to the heavens. Ura'u and see Mi Bara Eile. Who created all these? Person can raise the eyes up to Shemayim. The Torah warns us in the parashas we're reading now that a person that looks up to the sky can easily stray. Look at the cosmos, trillions and billions of stars and mazolos, and a person might think these are forces separate from Hashem. A person might think that all this multiplicity is separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem and Su'umoroim Einechem Ura'u. Rishonim point out the Rosh Tevis of the words Su'u Moroim Einechem is a sheen, a mem, and an ayin. Shema. That's the message of Shema. What's the message of Shema? Su'u Moroim Einechem. Look up to Shemaim. Ura'u and see Mi Bara Eile. Who created all these? Eile means these, multiplicity. Enormous amounts. And Eile is, Moshe Shapiro Zatzal used to speak about this a lot, Eile is the first word that calls us to serve Avodah Zarah. Eile Elehecha Yisrael. Eile. It's not Echad. Eile. These. Different forces, different powers in the Bria. And our Avodah is to declare upon ourselves, Oil Machos Shemayim is to look at the whole entire spectrum of the world. So look at everything that's happening in the world, everything that's happening on every single page of a newspaper, all the diverse, separate, apparently disconnected events of the Bria, and to give a me to that Eile. Su'umoroim einechem, raise your eyes up to the Shemaim, ura'u and see, mi bara Eile. Who created the world of Eile? In other words, the Eile can cause you to divert. The world of Eile can cause you to lose focus. Our avoda is to give a me to the Eile, to declare who is controlling, monitoring, and dominating, and manipulating the whole world of Eile. And he points out that if you take the word me and add it to Eile and rearrange the letters, then you get Elikim. Me is Mem Yud, Eile is Aleph Lamed Hei. You put the letters together, then you get Elikim. That's the Takif Ubal HaYecholos Ubal HaKoyches Kulam. That's what we're declaring when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikin Hashem Echad. We're saying that the whole Bria and the whole world and all the world of Eile, all the multiplicity, all the diversity, all that seems to be Hashem and, you delete the and you give a me to that Eile, and everything that seems to be separate and disconnected is all controlled and monitored by me, the one who controls and monitors the world of Eile. We put it together, and you have Elikim. Su'u moroim einechem rashatevis shema. That's the avoid of shema, to give a me to the world of Eile. In our personal lives, in everything that happens in our life, the ups and the downs. The Heiliger Klose Mugareva, who lost his wife and 11 children in the gas chambers of Auschwitz, I think he lost around 250 family members in the gas chambers of Auschwitz. I'm just mentioning this as a hakdama to what he says. Re'uyim hadvorim lemisha omrom. It's much more appreciated when you know of his life a bit to appreciate the idea. He said this. He said that when a Jew declares upon himself, O Malchus Shemayim, so in essence what we're saying on a deeper level is, Shema Yisrael, listen very carefully. Hashem, which is Yudke Vavke, Yudke Vavke is the Shem Havaya, which is Midas HaRachamim. Midas HaRachamim. Elokeinu, that's Midas HaDin. A person might see it as two forces. When we feel the shining light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us, when we feel the Rachamim, when we feel the Chesed, that's one. And Cholila, a person might think that Elikim, Midas HaDin, is a separate force. So every single day a person declares upon himself, listen carefully, internalize, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elekeinu, Hashem Echad. Eventually you'll realize it's all Midas HaRachamim. It's all one creator. We take the world of Chesed and the world of Din, and we connect it all to the one and only Hashem Echad. Said the Klose Mugareva, a person doesn't always see that in life. And he said that's one of the reasons we take our hand and cover our eyes when we say those words. We cover our eyes when we say those words, as if to say, Hashem, I know I don't always see it, but I believe it. I don't always see it in my life. A person doesn't always see how the Midas HaChesed, the Midas HaDin, is all ultimately Chesed. Whilst a person is going through the hardships of life, once a person is going through the vicissitudes of life, one doesn't see the Chesed always. But we have to believe it. As Dovid HaMelech says, "Du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim." He doesn't say "Ru'u," "Du'u." You need to know it. Again, coming from the Klose Mugareva, who went through what he went through, "Ru'uyin advroim lemisha omra." When he's telling us this idea, a man who literally lost everything, he's telling us, remember, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, eventually you'll see it's all Hashem Echad, it's all Midas HaRachamim. You don't see it? That might well be. But we can declare it. One day we will see it. We cover our eyes as if to say, I know I don't always see it, but I believe it. And one day, it will be clarified to all, and visible to all, that Hashem Echad, this is all Midas HaRachamim. Still in Chodesh Av, the Svarim HaKadoshim point out that Av is spelt Aleph Beis. Aleph is the first letter of Oral, the which means cursed. Beis is the first letter of Baruch. And the Maral elaborates, we won't go into this now, but it's not just that Aleph is the first letter. Aleph has a connection to Or, Beis has a connection to Baruch, etc. But be that as it may, suffice it to say, Aleph is the first letter of Or, Beis is the first letter of Baruch. All the curses that have occurred in Chodesh Av, for millennia, ever since the Meraglim, Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, destruction of Beitar, the Rambam lists, and since then, Spanish Inquisition, World War I, huge deportations to Treblinka, also starts in Tisha B'Av from Warsaw. The amounts of terrible cursed events that have happened to Klal Yisrael. It's been a cursed month for millennia. Or, but eventually, Beis, we will realize that everything you thought was a curse, everything you saw as Midas Hadin, Beis, you'll eventually realize will be Brocha. As they say, the word Abroch is from the word Abrocha. Just, you haven't seen the hay yet. Abroch, oh yeah, Abroch. Wait a minute, you'll see the Broch is Abrocha. Every Broch eventually becomes a Brocha. This is the Shema Yisrael Hashem Midas Rachamim Elekeinu Midas Hadin. And when you read that whole word together, Aleph Beis, it's Av, our Father. Eventually you will understand our Father in Heaven, what He was doing. When we will understand that Av, it was our Father in Heaven doing all this, and that everything that happened was all to bring the world on a national scale, on a personal scale, to its tikkun, then we'll realize that it was our Av, it was our loving Father doing all this. And then we'll realize, not just know, but see, that Hashem and Elokeinu is all Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, the parasha of Shema. Again, so much to say about this, we'll just start. It's a parasha which is a shmira. It's a shmira on a physical level. It's a shmira on a spiritual level. Every single time we say Tachanun, we say Shoyme Yisrael, Shmoy She'eris Yisrael, Val Yoivad Yisrael, Ha'oimrim Shema Yisrael. That seems to be a reason that we can ask Hashem to guard us. The Shmira that He gives us, Shoyme Yisrael, Shmoy She'eris Yisrael, Val Yoivad Yisrael, Ha'oimrim Shema Yisrael, Shoyme Goyachot, Shmoy She'eris Amechot, etc. Amyachtim Shimcha, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael, is a physical Shmira for Bnei Yisrael. And interestingly enough, nobody less than Goliath knew that secret. When you learn Sefer Shmuel, you see there that Goliath used to come out, Hashkein Vahari, every morning and every evening. It's unbelievable. Once upon a time, our enemies knew what makes Klal Yisrael tick. Listen, Venifloyes, when you think about it, that's not always the case in history. But in Tanakh, they knew what made Klal Yisrael tick. He used to come out every morning and every evening towards the camp of Israel, terrifying everybody, roaring and screaming, says Rashi, says Chazal. Why? Because he wanted to mevatel them from saying Krishma. Hashkem v'hariv, b'shach b'chauv kumecha. We have to say Krishma every single day, every single evening. And Goliath knew, he knew a pasuk in Parshas Shoftim. The pasuk later on in Sefer Devarim in Parshas Shoftim tells us that when the Kohen HaMashiach came out to give Klal Yisrael a speech before they went to war, his first opening words were, Shema Yisrael, says Rashi, even if all you have is the Parsha of Krishma, that will be enough for you to win the war. That itself will be enough for you to win the wars. That's what the Kohen HaMashiach said to the Jewish soldiers before they went to battle. Shema Yisrael. Goliath knew a Rashi in the Chumash. He knew this secret. And he came every morning and every evening to disturb Bnei Yisrael from being able to say Krishma, because he knew that could protect Klal Yisrael against him. And there's no question the Sforim tell us that very often when you realize there's an enormous battle against you by the Yetzer Hara, realize there's a diamond lying there. So the harder the battle is, the more you find he's fighting against you, the more you should realize, oh, there must be something precious here. There must be something precious here. It's no secret that Zman Kriyishma is a major milchama. It's a milchemes mitzvah. To make sure to catch Zman Kriyishma different times of the year, etc. It's not an easy thing. Any bachur will be able to testify. It's not an easy thing to hold by. To fight. You go to bed late, you get up. To be makbid on Zman Kriyishma is not an easy thing. But seeing that the Yetzer Hara fights so hard to be mevatel people from Zman Kriyishma, quite clearly an enormous diamond lies there that's, so to speak, disturbing the sun. And that mitzvah d'oraisa is a shmira, a physical shmira. Goliath knew that secret. And when a person says Krishma, it can be a protection for them on a physical level and a spiritual level. In the Sefer Machane Yisrael, which is the Sefer that the Chofetz Chaim wrote for Jewish soldiers, he writes there all different amazing things of how you have to know how to eat kashrus and not. All, every situation, when you read the Sefer, it appears the Chofetz Chaim served in the army himself. He put his mind and his heart into the situation of the Jewish soldiers at the time, and he literally guided them in every area of life, how to function as a Jewish soldier in the Russian army at the time. And then there's one chapter which is titled Ace Milchama, which literally talks to the soldiers on the battlefield. World War I was a terrible, terrible battlefield. People literally being mowed down on two sides of the war, many Jewish soldiers. And Chofetz Chaim literally spoke to the soldiers in that chapter what to do in the raging battle. And one of the things he writes there is he has a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, Reb Nochum Kohorodna, that when you're in that terrifying situation, and literally the bullets are flying on all sides, scream Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Number one, it can be a shmira and possibly protect you. And if heaven forbid it's decreed that you won't survive, then to die with those words on your lips is a tremendous thing. But once again, he writes it as a shmira under the most frightening of circumstances. On a spiritual level, it's a protection. The Gemara tells us when a person feels the Yetzer Hara is overcoming them, Yasik Batera, and if it still succeeds in overcoming them, Yikro Kriyishma. Then if that doesn't work, Yazkir Lo Yoyim Amores. But you see that one of the procedures that one needs to work on to protect themselves, not just from a physical danger, but a spiritual one, once again, is Kriyishma. Literally, I have 2 minutes, but just one point to show us the chashivas of delving into this parasha, which is this week's parasha, something which accompanies us once again from crib to grave, and it's something to run to and to connect to, because it literally, with its messages, can carry a person throughout life. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh always understands that every single mitzvah, without exception, is always, always relevant to us. If it's not relevant to us b'maisa, then it's relevant to us b'machshava. But there's no such thing as a mitzvah not being eternally relevant. The obvious question is, we know certain mitzvahs apply to certain times, certain mitzvahs don't apply to certain times. So he gives an example. Ir miklot. A person who kills somebody, hoireg nefesh b'shoigeg. Somebody who kills somebody else b'shoigeg. Such a person, we know, runs to an ir miklot. He's got two choices. He can either run to one of the 6 Ori Miklot, or he can run to one of the 42 Ori Halavim. Those are the options for a person who, Chas V'Shalom, is Hoireg Nefesh B'Shoigig. Says the Baal Shem Tov, it's quoted in the Sforum of his Talmidim, how is that relevant, Bizman Hazeh? Cholila v'chas, a person should be Hoireg Nefesh B'Shoigig. And cholila, if a person is, there's no Ori Miklot today, it's not a relevant mitzvah today. Writes the Baal Shem Tov that the way that whole concept is relevant to us today, on a deeper level, unfortunately every person in their lifetime is hoireig nefesh b'shoigig. We are all unfortunately destroying our own nefesh, not deliberately. But when we sin, we are ruining our own nefesh. We are being hoireig nefesh b'shoigig. Someone who is hoireig nefesh b'shoigig, someone who sins, strays away from the derech, and unfortunately ruins and destroys their own nefesh b'shoigig. None of us are deliberately doing it. We're overwhelmed, the Yitzhara, Golas. So where do you run? Where do you run to? What is the Ir Miklat today? Says the Baal Shem Tov, the parasha of Krishma. Krishma is where a person runs to when they feel that they have been hoireig nefesh b'shoigig on a spiritual level. And fascinatingly they point out, if you look at parashas Krishma, the first pasuk count the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Six words, which parallel the six Ori Miklot. And then start counting Vahavto Eis Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshcha V'chol Moedecha V'ayu Adavarim Mo'el Hashor Noichim Etzavcha Hayoyim Al Levavcha V'shinantam Levonecha V'dibarat Abom V'shiftecha B'veisecha V'lechtecha V'aderech V'shachemcha V'kumecha וקשרתם לאיס על ידך ויהיו לתתפייס בין עיניך וכסבתם על מזוזויס בישך ובשעריך. 42 words. That parallels the 42 Ori Halevim, which is also an option to run for a hoireig nefesh b'shoigig and be saved. So you see that the parasha of Shema is where one runs to in all circumstances, in all situations. And if one connects to it, it can be something which can really help a person, protect a person on many different levels. And it's Hashem, you should all be zeicha to the final message of history. V'hoyo b'yoy mahu yeh Hashem echad u'shloy echad.